Every week here at KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has this next story.
Welcome back to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is ghosts. Losing someone you love is, of course, devastating. And sometimes you can't shake the feeling that they're somehow still there. Michelle Goodman lives in Shoreline. Her husband, Greg, died last year from cancer. He was 47. Today, Michelle is figuring out how to move forward with Greg's ghost still lingering in her life. She wrote about this in-between place for the Washington Post. In this next piece, Michelle reads excerpts from that essay and talks with her sister, Naomi Goodman, who has been with her on this entire journey.
I had to remind myself that he wouldn't be walking through the front door to make dinner with me and take the dog to the nearby park afterward. I had to remind myself because grief is sneaky. It fools you into thinking the impossible is possible so you don't die of shock. I was kind of being a weirdo and I was like, well, maybe we could just weekend at Bernie's him. I mean, we could kind of just arrange him in a bunch of funny positions and, you know, take some photos or cart him around town to his places he liked. And
he's really big. It would have been really hard.
It would have been hard to do.
We wouldn't have been able to do it.
My sister led the funeral home people downstairs to the man cave where Greg had chosen to ride out his last couple weeks as a living, breathing husband. She didn't want me to watch them zip Greg into the black bag and wheel him away.
These folks show up at the house and they were really small people. And I'm looking at them like, there is no way in hell you're going to be able to take this enormous human out of the house. And they are in this room with him for, I don't even know, it felt like eternity, just like strategizing on like how to get him, I think, from the bed to the gurney to the whatever. And I'm like sort of peeking in, but I don't really want to look, but I'm waiting, like, are they going to drop him? Am I going to hear something? Do I have to go help? And it just was like endless, just, you know, that tape in your head of, oh my God, what the hell are these people doing? And they finally got him out and, you know, I saw them wheel him out to the street into the vehicle and like, it's terrible, right? It's your brother and he's like in a friggin' plastic bag.
Suffice it to say that today my sister has no doubt that Greg is dead. But I do. I'm not religious. I have no idea what happens when we die. But when someone close to me says, when Greg died, it's as if I know something they don't. You see someone that has the same frame and hair as the person you lost, and just for a brief moment, even though it's been almost a year, is that, oh, that can't be him, but that happens, and that's crazy. You know, like, when I was doing dishes, he would come up behind me and put his arms around me, which I found annoying at the time, even though it's so sweet. I think about that every time I'm doing the dishes, and I can sort of imagine him being behind me, and sometimes I do think he's there, just in a way. He's just a part of, like, this life that we built, so in some ways he's just still there. The first 3 or 4 months Greg was gone, I felt as though he were just on a long vacation. I'm still married. I just haven't seen him in a few months, I told a couple friends. But the more times I had to check the widowed box in some form or another, the more permanent Greg's vacation seemed.
And if the box could say something different, what would it say?
I don't know what I wish it would say. It's complicated. Or, I'm single, but there's this person in my life. They're just not here anymore. I like it's complicated.
Right after Greg died, they kept having all of these experiences in the house.
I asked Greg to haunt me. I said, please come visit me. And he said, well, I'll do what I can. Because who knows, right?
The light over his desk kept blinking. And you couldn't get it off for days, right? And then the dogs kept going potty by his desk. What is going on in this house?
One dog came over and just sat and looked at Greg's desk chair and barked at it all evening.
What haunts you about the day that Greg died?
I just hoped it was not terrible. You know, I hoped he was in his morphine sleep happy haze and he had no idea what happened. And I hope, and you know, he kind of suffered a lot. Everyone knows about cancer. Everyone knows that people die all the time and die young and kids, and you know, it's horrible. And but you know what's coming, and you know what the doctor said, even though you didn't think it was going to be as fast as it was, or you hope these like long shot cures might work, but nothing prepares you for the actual real event of the person's not breathing anymore and they're just not going to be physically in your life anymore.
And I think that's hard for us because we are wired fixers. To fix things and to solve problems. So I think that's probably where a lot of the denial maybe is helpful, because you can't fix this.
Michelle Goodman and her sister Naomi Goodman live in the Seattle area. To hear Michelle read the entire essay she wrote for the Washington Post, you can go to our website, knksoundeffect.org.